Good morning. Look who I've got here. Catherine Grenfell. Isn't that nice?
Hi.
How are you, babes?
I'm fine. How are you?
Nice to see you.
It's really lovely to be here.
For anybody who doesn't know, she and I used to work at 5FM together for a very long time. It's kind of where we know each other from.
Yes.
But you're still single-handedly like fighting out there for South African music too.
I am, indeed. Yeah. Yes.
You're She's the brave soldier in the foreground of like local music, just doing the bestest.
Yeah, trying to keep it, you know, the money in here and paying our artists instead of constantly paying international artists for songs.
Or Apple or Spotify.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, those things are here, so we've just got to like embrace it. But it's,
Well, I want to talk to you about that because you know more about it than most people. And, and I mean, I get people coming up to me and I've got nothing to do with the music business. And they're like, how do I get my music? Someone asked me on Thursday last week.
Yeah.
They're like, how do I get more people to see my music on YouTube? And I was like,
oh gosh.
I don't know.
I mean,
so what I'm going to do is just give them your number from now.
Like, can I rather give you my email address?
Yeah,
I've got a few for those
sort
of things. And then I get to them. Yeah.
But that's, I mean, you're busy as hell because it's not just that.
Yeah.
Being a mom.
Yes.
All of this shit's like, that's a full-time job all on its own.
Well, the thing is that, I mean, my sons have moved out. They're older. So that sort of job is done, although you never stop.
You can't be old enough for sons that have already moved out.
Totally.
So
the eldest one is turning 24 early next year.
Jesus.
And the other one is 21. And they've both moved out. And so I turned their room into my goddess room.
Hell, what is that?
So my goddess, it is amazing. It's amazing. So it's got my yoga stuff. It's got my art stuff. And it's just a place that I can, you know, do whatever I need to do in this new journey of mine. And I mean, I have a daughter who's going to grade 10 next year. So it's basically just her and I. And then when my one son, he lives in Four Ways because that's where he works.
Well, I mean, no one's perfect.
No, exactly. And he occasionally
he lives in Four Ways, you know. What was what's the theme from Four Ways? Four doors, more whores.
Oh yeah. Shame.
Oh, that's great from Friday. It's just so classy.
Poor guy. And he comes home on the weekends, but now he has to sleep on the couch.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, well,
yeah.
At least he still wants to come and visit on weekends.
Yes. So mom's stuff is still there, but I've really in the last few years just embraced myself, and I've been on this amazing self-love and self-care journey and focused on myself. And like in hindsight, I really wish I'd started earlier, because what I realized is as a mom, if you are 100% loving yourself and 100% sorted, then it becomes like so much easier.
It's like
as
abundance,
a mom job,
right?
Totally.
It's abundance. You've got all the energy, you got all the love,
absolutely.
Everything else.
And when you're a mom, and especially like a single mom, you're constantly putting everyone else in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And so what has to change is that you put yourself first. And then, I mean, it's the same as being on an airplane. That's why they say put the mask on yourself first and then your child.
Yeah.
Because that's how it should be. But we forget that.
And moms are always like, I won't go for that haircut. Yeah. I won't.
Yeah.
Take time out to actually look after myself. I won't
totally.
Go for, you know.
I won't do my own extramural, you know.
You know, classes where I can go and learn some new skill.
Or
I can just keep fit or whatever because, you know, the kids have to be fetched from school. And
totally.
All that shit, so.
So you've just got to – so that's what I've done in the last few years. Just
fuck those kids.
Fuck them, man. They're fine.
Oh, J9 says on the comments, I love my hippie friend.
Oh, yes.
Would you say you're a hippie?
I know what she's saying because I am.
You talk like one. I mean, like my goddess room and my yoga.
And I don't want it to like ever come across like that, because sometimes I listen to other people and I'm like, oh my God,
but
you sound like such a wanker.
No, but you're not a hippie. You're like a rock chick as well.
Yeah.
So it's
just
kind of a.
I mean,
you're very individual. You've always been.
Yeah.
You had the tattoos and the nose piercing long before it was cool.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
No, you did. I remember this is like 20 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
When I met you. And you do have this very eclectic kind of music taste.
Yes.
And I don't think you want to be put in a box.
No, I don't. And I mean, look, I don't mind the hippie vibe.
No, sure.
I mean,
but you're not wearing tie-dye and
Oh, God, like, I do have.
Oh, Jesus.
I dressed up especially for you today, but I do have these beautiful flowy dresses that I walk around in. And,
okay.
And, you know, I've just seen that you've got a vegetable garden, but I've had one for years. And, I mean, I wander around and I, like, don't have shoes on. I walk around and just feel the earth.
You
and
earth
like,
yourself. Yeah. Someone told me that that's very important once.
It is.
So two quick things on that. First of all, I did a little mini harvest yesterday of this vegetable garden because now there's like lettuce this big and shit, which is awesome,
the
right?
Most incredible feeling.
I really am kind of proud of it because I've also done all of it on my own, which is pretty cool.
And it's fancy. Yours is fancy. Sorry, I'm just interrupting you here. You've got all of these beautiful little it just looks like one of those fancy gardens.
So it's like anything in my life, it must also look nice.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very big on kind of aesthetics.
Yes.
It's got to all look right.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't look right, then it doesn't matter what it's actually doing. Yes. I'm not a, you know, there's that form versus function kind of debate. And I think you've got to have a bit of both.
Yeah.
Because people who are all function, if it's not pleasing to the eye, then I'm kind of, I won't pay as much attention to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you. But I think the most important thing is these, I've got tomatoes now.
Yes.
I've got all kinds of stuff growing. And in fact, it's like a little bit out of control.
Yeah.
So now I've got to go in and kind of cut things back. And I'm not sure how to do that. But I got some really good advice the other day because I had this shitty little carrot that was this fucking big.
Shame.
Yeah, you know, it was all leaves.
Yeah.
Like massively. Yeah. And then a tiny little carrot. And someone who listens to the show, who's an expert on this stuff, said to me, no, you've just got to wait. Look, how pathetic.
Sure.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Was it a little bit too close to home, Gareth?
So, well, you know, yeah, maybe that's why it hurt my feelings so much. So anyway, the key is that you just got to keep it growing for a while, because what's happened is all that the growth has gone into the leaves and things. You got to leave it and then it will grow and it will become a non-embarrassing, actually useful carrot. So that's the one thing. The other thing is you talk about walking around without shoes on, right? I grew up on a farm, so I'm used to walking around and, I mean, I've got like pretty thick soles on my feet.
Yes.
So I have to actually, I realized the other day, like my feet are looking terrible. I need to go and...
For a pedicure.
Yeah. And guys don't do that very often. And if you don't, as a guy, and you go into summer and you're wearing like, you know, slops or whatever.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And people go, ugh.
Yeah.
You know,
Like walking from the back.
Oh, my God.
You're walking behind someone.
And they got like cracked heels. And
yeah.
That's really gross.
And then, of course, you go, sure, imagine being in bed with that.
Because it would rub. And then, like, it would be coarse. Totally. It would be like sandpaper.
You'd be having your own exfoliation. I mean, which might not be a bad thing.
I think if it's against someone else's calluses, and that's pretty much a bad thing by definition. Oh, my God. All right. So we talked about music just a second ago.
Yeah.
And by the way, we've got Dr. Hanan coming on a little later on, so we'll get a free psychology session.
Excellent.
Yeah. Trust
Love
me.
Therapy
it's,
a, session.
It's really, we keep telling him, oh, you know, it's really, it's helping so many people. And Dr. Hanan, you've got to see all the comments we get from people, and they love you. And actually, it's just so I can get like
absolutely
you know,
some
updated some good, software.
Yes. Excellent. Good
So
for
we've got
you.
Him coming on. We've got James with a little sports update a little later. And Karen Morn is going to join us. She's written a new book. And as you know, Karen Morn's like one of our most intrepid journalists. She's fearless. She goes out there. I think I encountered her properly for the first time during the Oscar Pistorius trial.
Yeah.
Which feels like a century ago.
I feel like it is a century ago. Yeah.
It's like it's a decade.
Yeah.
In fact, it's probably exactly a decade.
Yeah.
But she was there in the forefront of it. She knew all the characters.
Amazing. I'm like fangirling. I'm a bit bleak that she's not going to be sitting right here next to me.
Well, isn't she coming in? Is she online?
She's online.
Oh, I thought she was coming in.
No, I'm so sad. I mean, I got dressed up for her.
Damn it, man.
Because she's got these cool fashion vibes.
We'll still talk to her,
yes.
So that's fine. But you were talking about the music business just now. And I want to get a kind of health assessment on that.
Yeah.
And what's actually happening? Because I'm totally out of it. I saw, I went to a function the other day and I saw an artist called Will Lindley.
Yes.
Who I've never seen before.
Oh my God, the girls are going crazy. Like, what it's a like talented the Beatles kid. All over again.
Like, he's 20 years old or something?
Yeah, he's amazing.
And they were. These girls at this event were going bananas. And the guy's got really good songs.
Yeah. He's and got he's a
totally
cute.
Different sound to you know anyone what he, else.
He's like that geeky nerd at school that like is being thrown into the spotlight. And he is. His pop songs are fantastic. They really, really are fantastic.
So, I mean, I use him as an example of just how I'm not connected since I don't DJ anymore and I'm not playing music.
Yes.
I've completely lost track. And you remember when we used to do music radio, you had to know what was going on.
Absolutely.
Because first of all, it was put on the playlist and you kind of just by virtue of the fact that it was there, you wanted to know who the artist was, you find new songs, add them to your playlists. Now I'm afraid I've got pretty lazy on that front. Unless someone sends me a song on WhatsApp or on Spotify or whatever, I'm not going to add it. And I don't know what's going on in local music. So what are the big kind of trends? Who's shooting the lights out at the moment?
Well, I mean, I think that there's, you know, you've still got your, you know, Prime Circle and whatnot that are still, like, they're still forging ahead.
I was invited to a listening session.
Yes,
of
on
theirs.
Friday. Yeah, I mean, they've got their new vocalist and they've just brought out a new music. And so all of those bands are still doing their thing.
Right.
And I mean, we're chatting now in sort of rock world. But there's some truly amazing pop stars that are coming out. And you've still got your indie pop bands, your Desmond and the Tutus and Short Straw that are doing their thing. But I mean, the reality is that I'm a Piano is still it's so
monstrous,
incredibly massive, and it's amazing to see, because we've gone through eras of GOM and Kwaito, etc., that are still, I mean, they're still relevant, but I think I'm a Piano is, you know, I just think that it's mind blowing what's
and
happening
it, and
there.
It's global.
Absolutely, it's not just a local thing. I flippin' love what's happening with African music and the fact that just Africa in general is we are just the it girl at the moment. Yeah.
Long may it last.
Absolutely.
Because it's good for local music. Yeah. But also, I mean, we joke about how, and it's not actually very funny, how the platforms now take so much of the money that is generated from people listening to and buying these things. And I mean, frankly, in some ways, I don't think there's ever been a better time. I mean, you really have to be brilliant to break through. But you can, in a millisecond, be exposed to everybody.
Totally.
If you're truly original and different and brilliant, more people will hear you now than could ever have heard you when record companies are trying to promote people.
Definitely. You know? I mean, for me, I think the best music platform is TikTok.
Yeah.
It is so incredible. And the reason that I say that is because it's not only discovering new music, but it is all of these old tracks that are suddenly making this resurgence. And the reason that I see that is because I'll hear my daughter playing a track and I'm like, where did you hear that song? And she's like, no, on TikTok, there's a trend going. And it's completely, it's a flippin' Tears for Fears track or it's a Crowded House track.
Wow.
And the other day she
and
was like.
And they're rediscovering all that music too, right?
So we're rediscovering it. And they are discovering it. It's amazing because they've never heard it before. So for them, it's a brand new song. I mean, my daughter was playing Crowded House the other day. And I was like, oh my God, this was the first concert that I went to in 1993 where our parents dropped us off from Pretoria to Standard Bank Arena. And we were like on our own. It was the most exciting, most incredible scenario. So I got to like have this reminisce and like sing along with her, and you know, it was just so beautiful. So for me, I think TikTok is amazing. And the fact is that all of these things are trending. All of these little the dances, the I'm a Piano dances and all of that. It's massive. It's absolutely massive. So yeah, I mean, if you want to discover what is happening in the music
TikTok.
World, TikTok is
now you also lectured for a while in media.
Yes.
You still doing that?
So no, I lectured for a long time. Oh my gosh, it's still very close to my heart. I just loved working with young people and teaching them.
And what a time to be doing that too. Yeah. I mean, media is changing at a rate of knots. I mean, completely. I saw, you know, just this last weekend, the CEO of like MultiChoice has just resigned.
Yes.
They've lost hundreds of thousands of subscribers recently. You know, the SABC is still chugging along, but things have changed there as well.
Drastically.
You look at what content means now, and it's such a terrible word.
Mm.
Because when you, if you think of content, like a rubbish bin's filled with content,
yeah,
right? And your fridge has got contents.
Yeah.
And if you take a page of beautiful writing, you could technically just call that content.
Absolutely.
But it's such a depressing thing to think about how it's been reduced to that like hold all category. And anyone who goes into media now, you don't have to understand how it used to work in television,
yeah,
or radio or newspapers, God forbid. Because now the new platforms have so eclipsed those things,
yeah,
that they hardly even matter. I mean, someone said to me that the ratings on American primetime shows now on like the big networks are so bad,
yeah,
that the numbers of people watching live television are so low at the moment that you could probably do a live stream on YouTube and you'd get more than, yeah, like your NBC, CBS, ABCs. These were always the big networks, totally, that had all the power.
Yeah. I don't even have a TV.
And I hardly use mine. So I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure. My son took it with him to Four Ways so he could play.
Well, you need it. In Four Ways, you need it so that other people can steal it. That's how you trade in Four Ways, right?
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, there are lots of people in here saying that they love Desmond and the Tutus. Prime Circle performing in my area this coming weekend.
Oh, I love that. There was someone that just said that I'm a piano, got people from zero revenue to multimillionaires in a short period. And that's 100%. It's incredible. It's truly incredible. And I think that also, I mean, there's so many people that are doing collaborations when it comes to I'm a Piano. Mm. You'll see when you're looking at I'm a Piano, there's like five different artists that are on there.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, I just think it's such an incredible genre, and just it is what it's doing, and all of the like subgenres that are happening, and the like different sounds that are coming through, and I absolutely love it. But you were chatting, you know, even because I work now a lot in advertising, so I work for a company full time. I actually have a full time job. I mean, it's amazing. I get to go on holiday.
Are you getting leave?
I get leave.
How does that work for you?
God, it's so amazing, and you know. The first time.
She's saying this, by the way, she's saying this because we've always had like freelance contracts. Yeah, and if you don't work, you don't get paid.
Totally.
So
like even when you're sick, you're like, oh my God,
I'm
about to do the news.
To work. Yeah. Totally. Right.
So the first year that I was working there, I went on leave in December, and then I got this full salary. Like, I was like, oh my God. This is the most amazing thing I've ever experienced in my life.
It's nice to not be a slave.
It is 12 nice. 12 years a slave. You know what I mean? Like, flipping hell. I was like, oh my God, this is so incredible. But even there, I can see how the advertising, it's massively shifted to online.
Totally.
So the TV advertising is like minimal.
Oh.
And all of them. And what's amazing is that, you know, you're going to pay for a 90-second ad, you're going to pay an absolute fortune on TV.
Right.
So they're all doing like 60s or 30s. But then online, you can do a flippant two-minute little ad, you know? So it's mind-blowing how
and the clever people are the ones who are going to figure out how to make useful content for brands in that space. Mm. It's already happened. It's been happening for years.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, there's quite a few. Like, I mean, you know, you've got Boa Bush. I don't know if you know him, but he does all of these amazing ads for all of these brands, and it's funny and it's relatable, and it's not like you're watching an ad.
No, it's
just entertaining. It's super incredible. Yeah. So people are having to
think.
What
are you telling people now if they say to you, I want to get into media? Because I just say to them, well, go. What do you need? They're no like gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Just get on there. Just do
your
thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You could record yourself on your phone.
Well, this is what I've always said.
And go.
You can do live. You can do everything that you need to do. You don't actually need, I mean, you need a light. basically, so someone can see your face. If
or go outside.
Yeah, totally. Go stand outside if you have like a quieter spot.
Yeah,
but you can totally use everything that is on your phone.
Yeah.
It's and, I mean, truly incredible.
People are able to edit things now.
Yeah.
Quick as can be, they upload the stuff almost as quickly, and then before you know it,
then you've got tools from AI that you can completely change, like a whole bunch of stuff. You can make the audio sound better, even when it comes to whatever content. If you like filming something, you can like shove it into AI, make it look better.
Absolutely,
it's everything.
Are you using a lot of that? Because I the other night I was up, I couldn't sleep, and I just started asking AI, like, I've got this paid for one now.
Yeah.
No, so I just started asking it a bunch of questions just to see if I could catch it out somewhere.
Yeah.
Came up with good stuff.
It does.
And it's, I mean, there are obviously, you can pick up a couple of mistakes here and there. You can pick up some repetition, and I think it's a bit lazy still.
Yeah. I mean, it's still learning.
Yeah, but you can really shortcut a lot of stupid stuff in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I can cut down my working time. So what I do is, I'm an executive producer at this audio company. We compose music for ads. I do music sync. I do music supervision. So someone will come to me and say to me, Kath, you know, I'm looking for a song that has this feeling, these words. And I used to sit for hours scrolling through, like finding and like using my actual brain to like think of something.
Who does that anymore? How lame. Use your brain.
Well, now I've stopped doing AI. That because I just shove it into the AI machine and say, this is what I'm looking for. And honestly, the exact same tracks that I came up
spot on.
Comes up in like 3 minutes.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. And I think also someone asked me to ask you about earworms.
Oh, yes.
Because this is a thing. Yes. And there are those songs that get stuck in your head.
Yeah.
When you were talking about Crowded House just now, I just started, hey now.
Isn't it amazing?
I know. Now it's going round and round in my head.
Thank goodness it's a good earworm.
Yeah, yeah. That's terrific. And somebody says here they also went to, that was their first concert too.
Oh.
So you see.
Isn't it lovely?
Oh.
So nice.
For YouTube, make ads that are 5 seconds or less, otherwise they get skipped. That's true, Tracy.
Yeah.
I actually renewed my YouTube Premium over the weekend.
Yes.
Because they've done this clever thing where if you're watching or listening to something, it cuts off you close the YouTube app.
Yeah,
but if you have Premium, it carries on playing. I'm like, ah, you sons of bitches. Yeah. Now I've got to get it again.
Totally. I do keep it on. I like to see what's happening in the advertising industry because, I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And just see what music they're using or whatever the case is. I think, you know, I don't know. It's not exactly what we were talking about now because we were talking more local. But, I mean, you look at someone like Chapel Roan and how she has completely blown up. I mean, she's been doing this for ages.
Yeah.
Just like slowly, slowly, slowly. And now she is like the biggest thing basically on the planet in terms of music and how people are relating to her and the earworms that she has is like, it's so insane. I just recently went to Egypt and the whole time I had one of her songs in my ear and there I was in flipping Egypt. And I'm like,
the worst thing is,
can it just go out?
The worst thing is when you're going on an international trip, because on the plane there, the whole time the song is going round and round in your head.
Yeah.
And it kind of becomes your song for that trip.
Totally.
So it could be 5-10 days that this fucking thing's stuck in your head.
And Pink can get Pony very club. That's what I sang the whole way through Egypt. I'm like flipping like in these amazing scenarios where I'm listening to the most incredible Egyptian music and I'm like, Pony Club, and I was like, oh my god, I love the track, don't get me wrong, but my word, I was like, come on.
Astrophysics says, I get that I'm a piano is popular now, but with the internet, I wish the internet was around during the days of Mendoza, Brenda Fassi, Guaito music. They were way better than I'm a piano. Well, I mean, those songs are still there. You can still
you can listen to it, you can
go and see concerts, and this is what I love to do. I'll find performances by artists I love that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's like discovering gold.
Yeah. And also artists that we'll never see because they've passed on.
They're gone.
But I mean, I completely get what you're saying, that you wish the internet was around for those artists. But if you think about it, your parents were probably saying the same thing about their generation of artists. And so we have this constant thing. And I think embracing all types of music, even if you don't enjoy it.
Grant says, no. Don't talk about earworms. He says earworms is a WhatsApp group you're on.
Oh my God! Yes, it is.
So this is Grant.
I can't believe you're listening.
He listens to us, friend. And he's, yeah.
Yes, we have. I have a WhatsApp group called Earworms.
And what is it?
So it's about discovering new music, brand new music. That's and there's about 7 or 8 of us on this group, and all of us are music lovers. There's quite a few people that are people in the record industry. And we all just constantly putting amazing tracks on there or albums.
That sounds amazing.
And it's very cool because constantly, I think that, you know, you get stuck, especially if you have a Spotify or Apple Music account. It's feeding you what it thinks you want,
similar stuff,
right?
To what you already like.
Exactly. Yeah. And so in this way, we've all got sort of similar tastes, but also very out there. And I think also there becomes a competitiveness on trying to find something that nobody else has ever listened to.
Yeah, but you know what? This is also something I can talk to you about and very few other people. It's like there are people that I know who have just excellent playlists.
Yes.
And they are extremely studied and careful about what they put on there.
Yeah.
And then if you get to like share their playlist, you know, you're going to get the best stuff, right?
Yes.
And it's amazing to me how that is still part of, and it's a huge part of some people's identity. It's like, I am very, very proud of my playlist.
Yeah.
This is something that reflects me to other people.
Yes.
In a much more important way than, you know, pronouns or the way I dress or anything else, because that's the stuff. There's something very personal about music.
Yeah.
You know, you could put on an outfit and not really think about it too much. I think girls are better at that than guys. But if someone is listening to your playlist, they're getting an insight into your soul.
Totally. I also think that there's a certain amount of, this is not a real word, but sort of almost wankerness.
Make up words. It's
a wankerness.
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 What is wankerness?
Of music people.
Oh.
They think that they're often better than everyone else.
Oh, big
so
time.
My music taste is so much. Do you know what I mean?
But maybe
it's quite wanky.
I've been like that a little bit. And I think you might have at some point too.
I think so. I think definitely. You know what? I think back in the day, when I was very much into the rock music stuff, like I was like, rock music or die. It's like the best genre, blah, blah, blah. And then I sort of had an epiphany that all music is amazing. And the amount of time that it took for my favorite band to write a song, someone else in a completely different genre also took.
Okay, but hang on.
Do you know
what
I mean? Like, not amount of time, but the amount of soul and energy that's put into that.
I'm with you 80% of the definition. Yeah. I'll explain why. Because also, I agree with you completely. It took me not too long being in radio and being exposed to a whole lot of different music.
Yes.
To realize that the genre is not the important thing. I mean, because there are people who, I only listen to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You're missing out on so much good music, right? But I do think that not all music is great. Not by genre.
Yeah.
But some music is absolutely shit. It's just bad. It's got no hook, no melody. There's no bass. There's no freaking rhythm. It's disjointed. It's there's dissonance in it. It's just, it may be badly put together by a producer. It might not be the artist. So not all music is good, but all genres have their charm, right?
But what I'm saying is it might not be good, but that artist put like their heart and soul in it.
Oh, who cares about that? Oh, please. So I can go and – are you going to put me on the field to play soccer against Lionel Messi? No. No, it's crap.
Yes, but I'm not saying you have
You're
to.
You're sounding
put
it on like your... a mom now. That's very nice of you. She's like, no, but if you, as long as you try, honey, as long as you try, sweetheart, don't worry.
God, you're sounding like one of those wankers. Those musical elite wankers.
I can be a big wanker sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I really don't like is when people, you're having a sort of house party, and then some asshole says, can I play some songs? Because you know those people. 9 times out of 10 are going to choose 100%. Terrible shit, right?
Totally. I DJ'd at a wedding, and this couple had a red list of tracks that I was not allowed to play. So they used to live across the road from a wedding venue.
So no Sweet Caroline, no Journey, Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
None of that.
I like these people already.
And they had, when I tell you, they printed out all of the tracks on a red piece of it, right in front of the DJ setup. It was amazing because inevitably you'll have people come and they're like, please, can you play this? Please, can you play this? And I'm like, sorry, it's on the red list. And I got to show them, right? And one girl took the most offense. Like I've never, like it was a personal affront to her. She stood there and she's like.
The one guest at the wedding.
The one guest. She was like, but that song that I'm asking for is really good. And I'm like, you know what? It's a great pop song, but it's not your wedding. And they've specifically asked.
Good for you.
So eventually she said, fine, I'm going home. So I said, that's so great for you because now you can go home and play all of those songs.
On your own.
On your own.
You loser.
But.
Oh, somebody says here, the show says the best Radio 3 lecturer at Boston Media House. That must be you.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
So, yeah, lots of people loving you this morning.
Yeah, thank you. It was an amazing time.
Weddings are especially bad because once people get drunk, the DJ also gets lazy and then they play that stuff. The worst is for me when somebody comes along and then they insist on playing this song, then it kills the vibe. And then they want to carry on. They're like, no, but I've got more.
Yes.
I used to have this one liner. I used to just say to them, no, I actually have been paid to DJ.
Yeah.
So let me do this. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. No.
I'm out of practice.
I generally say I'm gonna try and play it later.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And I mean, later just, forget. I mean, fuck, of course they get
drunk.
They're so wasted. Yeah. And they're like,
right.
And then they come up with some other crap song. And you're like, I'll try and play it later. I say like, I don't have it.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And then like, how? But yes, it is. It's really, really hard being a wedding DJ.
So you get James to do some sport. No, it's terrible. It's a hard job and they deserve every cent they get. Plus,
am I going to learn something?
Well,
you're
as much of a sports fan as I am, I guess. So
yes.
Both of us will learn from this. James, when you walk in front of the camera like that, we can see. Yeah. No, it's sort of like
James, you need to crawl.
Like the Dementors in Harry Potter when you just cross over there like that. By the way, Flex, have you got that picture of P. Diddy? But P. E. A. Diddy.
No, but, he's so terrible.
That's him in prison. Look, little awful. P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely? By the way, this list apparently
it's so
disgusting, yeah. Right? I saw a report over the weekend that Tom Hanks is a big name in the P. Diddy list. He's one of the worst offenders.
You're lying.
Yes, Tom Hanks. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. That's what I saw.
But where did you see
it? I'm no journalist.
This is on
X, on Twitter.
Yes, but where on Twitter? And
like people I follow, news sources I follow, they're like, oh, like the Diddy list is coming out, and Tom Hanks is at the top of it. That kind of thing.
So, real news source.
Yeah, like people
that you were scrolling past.
No, these are people who've listen. I only follow. I think it's 400 or 500 different accounts. Sounds like a lot. Sounds like a lot, but it's not. I mean, most people are following thousands.
Yeah.
So I actually am pretty choosy about who. I don't know whether this is true or not, but if it is, I mean, like Tom Hanks is like I always thought he was one of those bland people. In the universe,
yeah.
If he's like some kind of filthy pervert, what the fuck are we going to do?
Yeah.
Am I going to have to delete Forrest Gump? I mean, what am I going to have to do? This is terrible. That where we meant the whole movie where he talks to that fucking basketball. What's that movie called?
Castaway.
Castaway. Thank you.
Aren't we grateful, though, that we live in a time that all of this shit is coming out so we can call these people out and they can go to jail and they can, like,
yeah, but I don't know if they will. I don't know if they will. I mean, all that happens is Hillary Clinton goes and kills them before they can stand trial. I mean, look what happened to Epstein. I'm just very upset about this. I don't know what to do. Let's get to James. All right, what do you got for us in sports?
Let's make it lighter than it was there for a second.
It was only dark in Tom Hanks's house. All right, so just start with the rugby because Catherine and I only know about the rugby.
Yes.
Okay, I can do that. I've got quite a bit of rugby. The Springboks did the winning thing again this week.
Yes.
We love that.
Very good.
They played Wales. They won 45-12.
Right.
The rugby World Rugby Awards also happened this weekend.
Wow.
World Rugby of the Year winner is Peter Sefatoy.
World Rugby of the Year winner.
Yeah, world player of the year.
Player,
that's
yeah.
what I meant.
World Rugby of the Year winner. That's great.
World Player of the Year, Peter Steptoe.
Did you not go to Boston Media House and learn how to do this stuff from Catherine? Because you could
he
do
wasn't
with some.
In my class.
You could do with some polishing.
I went to a different one. yeah, Peter Steptoe, World Rugby Player of the Year. That's the second time he's won it. He won it for the first time in 2019. So huge there for the box.
God, I'm going to have to ask you for a picture just now. I don't know who that is.
It's that guy. That's him.
Okay.
It's that blonde guy over there. We also had some Springboks in the World Team of the Year. Malcolm Marks, Eben made the Team of the Year. Oxen Jair, Jesse Creel. And then, of course, Peter Sefatoy as the World Rugby of the Year.
Rugby,
as we said, yeah.
All right.
There were some other games this weekend. Scotland played Australia. Scotland beat them 27-13.
Mm-hmm.
Ireland, they played Fiji. They won 52-17. France, they played Argentina. France won that one 37-23. That's the rugby.
That's a close game.
Is that all you guys care about? Is just the rugby?
Well, no, okay. it's the only thing we know happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, hang on, I do know. Wasn't there a Grand Prix in Las Vegas? Ben told us about that on Friday, too.
And Max Verstappen is now a four-time world champion.
Oh, okay, as predicted.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
a couple of trophies there for him. He's slowly becoming one of the goats of the sport.
Absolutely.
Which is really, really cool, considering how young he is. So, really cool there for Red Bull and Max Verstappen.
All right, then tell us about the shit we don't know.
Like the football.
The Premier League. Hey? How clever was that?
Look at this. Look at her. She's a pro.
Okay. In the sport that matters, in the Premier League, in the football, Liverpool did a thing this weekend, guys. So, Catherine, I'm a huge Liverpool fan.
It's okay. My oldest son is also a Liverpool fan.
What did they do?
He actually got it.
So, he's had a great weekend then because Liverpool are now top of the log by, I think it's 8 points now.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a few.
Streaking ahead.
It's what we do. It's what we do.
Okay. Yeah, the one off.
After a while.
He's claiming quite a lot here.
It's been a long time coming, isn't it?
A little while, yeah. We've waited. Mm-hmm. We've waited. City lost this weekend 4-0 to Spurs, which is huge news coming out of the weekend. Man United did what Man United do on a weekend basis and drew. Even with a new manager, so that's quite a surprise. But a new start for Man United, hopefully. And then there was also the Telkom knockout final. Sundowns played in that one against Makesi. They won 2-1. Sundowns losing out on a trophy this season already. And I think, guys, that's the sport.
All right, that's sufficient.
Nice and sweet.
I'm happy with that.
I'm
very happy with that.
Very knowledgeable now, and I'm able to, go to a party in four ways. Be able to converse.
Is that what happens? You don't like four ways.
I'm just using it as an example.
I could probably
go to Boxburg and be the same vibe. I don't know.
I live in four ways.
Yeah, that's part of the. Yeah, there we go.
Yes, that's why you had that one sentence.
Yeah, that's why my English makes sense.
All right, very, very good.
Okay. Thank you.
So I've got a couple of funny things that I want you to see quickly. We've got a little bit of time before Dr. Hanan, so I sent James a bunch of stuff here.
Yeah.
James, won't you just show Catherine that, this is an extremely large giant. She's a giantess.
I've seen this.
And the tiny little woman. And they're friends. Okay.
So amazing. I've watched this whole chat.
And they're friends. So have a look.
Friends.
Here's the giantess and the tiny little midgety person. And they actually, I don't know if the small one talks at all.
She does. She does, but she only speaks in her native language, which...
Okay, like she's it's probably Hindi or something because she's from India.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she's tiny. She could fit in this cup.
She is. She's like a doll.
She's
tiny. She's a total little doll.
And then the giantess is enormous. Giantess. And she has to sit in a special chair because obviously... You know, it's your bones and your spine and your neck.
And she also walks. I think she walks with a walker.
But
what I thought was really lovely was they said that they bonded over just general woman things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like makeup.
In fact, that's the clip I've got for you. So take a look here. And try not to be put off by the giantess's quite deep voice. It's obviously also an effect of being so enormous.
Yeah.
So have a look at this.
And you guys met?
It was wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful. I was waiting to meet Shwety for a long time.
Yeah.
Like 10 years.
Yeah.
Because I know her even before my Guinness World Record journey has started. And it was amazing. She's gorgeous. She's so lovely. And we became friends immediately. And we have a lot of in common. We both love self-caring. Ourselves,
so
you know, jewelry, makeup, and doing all hair. Yeah.
I love how you're so different, but you bonded over exactly the same things, like all women and girls do.
We might look opposite, but we have so much.
That's a lesson for us all. Thank you very much.
God. Yeah, I mean, listen, that interview with the guy, it's a lesson for us all. Thank you very much. Just shoot him in the head. I mean, really, she must be careful, though, because if she sits on a chair and her little friend is, she could crush her to death.
She could.
She wouldn't know. The little friend, she'd make little noises, but you wouldn't hear her under the giant.
It's terrible.
You've got to look out really, carefully. Really, I mean, if her walker comes down, crashing down, have you seen? This is the funniest shit ever, and I haven't got pictures to show you.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen Gary Barlow's son?
Gary Barlow, is he a son?
James, see if you can find Gary Barlow's son. This is a thing that started on the internet probably about 2-3 weeks ago, maybe a bit older, but that's when I became aware of it. So Gary Barlow, formerly of Take That.
Oh, that guy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought he was a soccer player.
No, it doesn't matter. He might as well have been. Gary Barlow's son is like fucking monstrous.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the tallest child in the world. He's fucking big, right? And now people are going through old Gary Barlow photos and saying, like, there's a picture of him holding this, like, stripy cane up to the camera. And they're like, here's Gary Barlow giving his son a straw. And then they'll show him Gary Barlow sitting in the car. And they're like, Gary Barlow test driving one of his kids' Hot Wheels.
God, the internet is sometimes so,
it's so good.
Incredible.
See if you can find a picture of Gary Barlow's son.
Genius.
So when you see these size differences, I mean, it's like it made me think of these two who are friends.
But they are so cute.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the here we go. Look at the size of Gary Barlow's son. Right?
God, and how old is he? He looks like he's like 14 or 15.
I don't know. But, I mean, they all look like midgets and dwarves compared to him.
That's so insane.
I'm so glad that it was the son that ended up so big, not the daughter. Because it's very difficult for – you're a tall girl.
I am.
A lot of tall girls have a real hard time because guys are so easily intimidated.
Yes.
I mean, guys are intimidated by tall other guys.
Yes.
And if a woman is very tall, it's hard for her to get a boyfriend or to have relationships because guys are so insecure about being short.
Yes.
And especially being shorter than whoever. So it's something to think about. But at least for the son, he's taller.
At least it's the son. And I mean, like,
if it was the daughter, it would be.
Yeah. I mean, generally, like, if you look at dating apps and stuff, the guys will put their height on there if they want to flex.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because girls like a tall man. I mean, it is what it is.
So I have a couple of friends who they're not short by any means.
Yeah.
And they're not ugly and they're not stupid.
Yeah.
But it bugs them that they're not over 6 foot.
Mm.
Like it bothers them.
Yeah.
They'll bring it up way too many times.
Yeah.
Maybe we should talk to Dr. Hanan
about
this. Find out about these people with their insecurities.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the one thing I wanted to show you.
Okay.
Is the giantess.
Yes.
The other one. You saw all this furore about the Jaguar ad.
Yes.
Okay, which is getting
I did, which is like,
blowback.
You know, and I mean, it's not something that I normally give a shit about because I'm not
but, I mean,
really
you're in
a
advertising,
car. Yes,
yeah.
I'm not a car person. But
Dr. Hanan, are you just hanging around in the background there? We didn't realize you were ready for us. Sorry, we'll come back to Jaguar in a second. He's like lurking behind Catherine.
Yeah.
He's just standing there. How are you, Doc?
Oh, wrong side.
Just chilling. How's it, guys?
Good. All right. So help us with this quickly, because we were talking about people who are insecure about their height, and we had that video just now, or the clip of the giantess and then the tiny little person. And being short is, for some guys especially, a major, major obstacle to their happiness. Why do you think that is?
Well, social psychology says that a woman wants to be protected by a man physically, and a man wants, and his main role is to protect. And height and strength we look up to as a form of power, protection, strength, the ability to look after or your family, to look after your tribe. So that's why height and strength and power is very much still valued.
Okay. So these guys aren't insecure. That's just normal.
Yeah, completely.
All right. How do you get like over that? Because I feel that it becomes such a massive thing for them that it becomes a hindrance to relationship building.
Yeah. So the brain is the most amazing supercomputer on earth. On the one hand, it can work out deep calculations relatively quickly, but on the other hand, it's very simplistic and very dumb. In other words, if I ask you to multiply 7 by 2.3 and at the same time spell your name backwards, your head will just explode.
Yeah,
you can do one or the other. You can't do both at the same time, and we can use this to our advantage because our brains can't focus on one thing and at the same time another. So if you have an insecurity in one area and you have a strength in another area, the moment you focus on your strength, your brain cannot focus on the weakness. So if you're very smart and you focus on that, then your brain can't focus on the fact that you're short. If you are very studious or very, very good in a particular skill set, if you focus on that, your brain cannot focus on something that you're not so good at. So focus on your strength. Focus on things that you're good at. Focus on your skill set, because that becomes your world. Your world becomes what you focus on.
I know somebody who's really good at doing that for other people. So he will never say a nasty thing about anyone, which I think is tremendously admirable, right? He will find something nice to say about even the most dreadful people. He'll say, you know, well, she may be not the prettiest, but she's very intelligent, and that's good, good for her. Or, you know, he dresses very well, or he's got nice songs on his playlist. Whatever is
great the, pair of socks.
Great socks. You know, that's what matters. And I remember being taught at like nursery school, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything.
And Gareth decided never to do that.
I decided that was terrible advice. And fuck those teachers. They were all fat anyway.
There's an incredible skill, guys, in focusing on what you're good at. People think self-esteem comes from within. It's not true. Self-esteem comes from feedback. That's why, you know, if you put the Ferrari on the racetrack, it's going to be very confident. If you put the Ferrari on the off-road track, it's going to be very insecure, because self-esteem comes from feedback. So the aim is really to put yourself in environments and situations where you are skilled at, where you get wonderful feedback, because that will increase your self-esteem.
What did you say to me once about how you can't get angry with a fish because it won't climb a tree? Something like that.
Exactly. The best way to make somebody feel stupid is to put them in environments that they're not built for. So if you make a fish climb a tree and you make a monkey try and swim, their confidence will be zero. Yeah. If you put the people in the right environments where they are, where they thrive, their confidence will go up.
All right. Well, I see here that we were going to talk to you about something else completely. And maybe you have some comments on this, because there could be people who are trying to develop their own personal philosophy. I see it's very trendy at the moment for especially guys to be calling themselves stoic. Okay.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of that going on. Maybe people are reading Marcus Aurelius and his meditations again. They should. It's very good stuff. And I like Stoic philosophy, but I do think there's a lot of very superficial stuff going on there. People who have a philosophy that is a guiding set of principles for their life, this can be good, but it can also be a little bit myopic sometimes. Like if you see everything through that filter, you could be missing out on some stuff. What's your take on that, Doc?
So I do believe that people should live to a particular constitution, their own 10 commandments. It allows you to stay stable in a very chaotic world. But the question is, how do you know whether your philosophy is working, whether it serves you in any particular way? So the best way to figure out whether your philosophy is working, because to your point, Gareth, maybe you need to adapt your philosophy. Maybe your constitution is not working for you. But how do you know that? Because we are so biased, we think that our way is the only way and our way always works. Well, you judge it against the context of your goal. So the moment you set goals for your life and you are reaching those goals, then you know whatever it is that you're doing, your constitution, the engine that drives your action, your game plan, your blueprint, your system, your method is working. But if you're not achieving those goals, then obviously you need to revisit your core beliefs, your constitution, your philosophy in managing your life. So you judge it against the context of a goal.
And I think that probably also changes with age.
Yeah.
Like at a certain
your goals
age.
Change for sure.
Yeah, I mean, at a certain age, it becomes a very attractive proposition to sound like you've got a philosophy just because your friends will be impressed or whatever.
Yes.
Like in your 20s.
Yeah.
Maybe in your 30s, you actually start reading a bunch of other stuff too. And you may change your mind completely. You may go, I mean, if I think about how my political attitudes have shifted over the course of probably 30, 40 years, and how I feel about religion has shifted over those 30, 40 years, I think it's probably a good thing that I am not still stuck in those jungle gyms of, you know, you can only swing like this and you can only climb like that. And those kinds of things can be quite limiting if people only stick to that. I mean, how did you come up with a kind of your hippie stroke Catherine philosophy?
I think that's also just years of learning. You know, we find all of this knowledge through our mistakes.
Yeah.
And so now I've reached a point where, you know, I've read a lot of stuff, and I read one book in particular called The Choice by Edith Eger. And that was the spark to suddenly like turn things around and do self-love and self-care. And then I just find books that resonate with me. And I have now started just adding people and taking away people that don't resonate with me. And really just you make, I think you just surround yourself with what you want in life. And, you know, they say that as you get older, your friendship group gets smaller.
Right.
Which I think is actually so important, because we realize that we want to align ourselves with other people that have the same mindset as us. And yeah, so I think that it is, it's a whole knowledge thing, and it's just making these mistakes and wanting to, so I want to be the best version of myself. I really do.
Yeah. I think if
I want to be flipping amazing. I mean, I'm so amazing.
No, you are.
At this point
we wouldn't
in my
have
life.
You on the show.
Yes.
We wouldn't have you here if you were some loser who's going to come in here and talk shit.
I wrote in my journal the other day, how I am so excited to grow old with myself.
Oh, you're going to be a fun old lady. let me just also say that this journaling, that's an interesting idea, because what are the benefits, Doc? I'm sure you've got some patients who do this. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and he writes notes down on his phone about interesting, important things that he hears from other people. And then he kind of goes over them when he's lying in bed at night or whatever, and thinks it through, or he, you know, writes it into an actual journal. This is probably a very healthy way to behave, right?
Yeah, it's very cathartic. It's very creative to be able to put your thoughts on paper. And the best way, why I encourage my patients to journal, is that the best way to learn is by teaching. And when you actually reteach yourself, whether it's the some notes of the day or maybe some interesting thing that you've come across or maybe a thought that you've had, when you reteach yourself, that's the best way to learn for yourself and to incorporate it into your own life. But one thing that I want people to understand in terms of setting these constitutions or these laws for themselves or principles, ask yourself one very important question. Am I getting what I want? Life is the great equalizer. It won't lie to you. If you're doing the wrong thing, life is not going to reward you. If you're doing the wrong thing, life is just going to punish you. You know, you can try bash your head against the wall as many times as you want. Life will continue punishing you until you change your method, until you change your system. So ask yourself, am I getting what I want in terms of my career?
Yeah.
Am I getting what I want in terms of financial security?
Yeah.
Am I getting what I want in terms of family, friends, romantic, diet, exercise, and sleep and my health? And if the answer is no, and that's a continuous pattern, then doesn't matter how much you think your constitution is correct and it serves you, obviously the universe is sending you a message that it doesn't. So adjust your way of living life, engaging with life, change the engine that gets you what you want. You know, if you don't like where you're at, you can move. If you don't like what you're getting, you can change. So just get off your butt and just move forward with the right philosophy. So if you're not getting what you want, go and change your constitution.
Spot on. I mean, I can't disagree with that.
Absolutely.
Are you quite disciplined about this journal?
So, yeah, I did a book. I mean, I didn't myself write a book, but there's a book called The Artist's Way, and it's about getting back your creativity. Mm-hmm. And in there, the main thing that you have to start doing is the journal. And it doesn't have to be. I mean, sometimes I write stuff and I have no idea. I can't even read back what I wrote.
It's
all over the place or whatever, but it's just releasing those thoughts. And there's, it's also like writing down things that I've suddenly had an epiphany about or realized that I was going about something the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's just about releasing and understanding how my life is working, etc. And so, yeah, I do it every single day. And I've actually gotten my daughter to start doing it. So she does it every single evening. She journals. We don't have a page limit. I sort of try and make sure that I do at least 2 pages.
Wow. And that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just an A5.
Yeah, but I would be able to write a sentence and a half and I'd be, oh, that's enough for today.
I challenge you. I think you should do it. I really do. I think it's an amazing thing to do.
Okay. You see, you're saying it, Dr. Hanan's saying it.
Yeah.
Maybe I should think about this. Of course.
It's an investment in yourself. You know, the best and the most important relationship that you'll ever have is with yourself. And when you sit down, imagine writing to a friend, you're investing in the friendship. And when you write to yourself and you communicate to yourself, and you can invest in yourself in many ways. You can read a good book. You can listen to great music. Mm. You can go for a walk. You can engage with your own thoughts. But writing and journaling, it's an investment in the relationship with yourself for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Yeah. We have. I'll try this, but I think there are probably a lot of people who could benefit from this that don't include me. I've got enough shit to do, but I'll see. Who knows?
You're taking time out for yourself.
Ah, please. My whole life is about myself. Are you kidding? What do you think? I do whatever I want anyway. I mean, who was it? One of my friends said to me the other day, she's like, when are you coming to Cape Town? So I said, whenever I fucking want.
Yeah.
Which is nice, right? Yes,
it is. It's wonderful.
Freedom.
Yes.
Prize that shit above all else. All right, Dr. Hanan, thank you.
Yeah. Good all to right, see guys. You. Have a good week.
Thank you.
And you. All right, we're going to take a quick break at 7 o'clock, and we'll be back with Catherine Grenfell. It's always lovely to have her around, and I haven't seen her in a long time, so we've got catching up to do. And she's just, I mean, you could see she's in her... She's totally in the right vibe.
I am.
You're in the what would you call it? Your power.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
I can hear it. I can see it. I love that.
Yeah. Along with The Artist's Way, I read a book called Women Who Run With the Wolves. And a lot of women will know about this book. And it really is super empowering. super finding like exactly who you are. And it is, it's incredible. I am 100% madly in love with myself. I am so grateful for where I am. And yeah, it's an incredible time.
Good. Way better than like being miserable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Way better. I mean, way better. You know, given the option of miserable or being in love with yourself, there's only one choice, everybody. Absolutely. Get into it. Absolutely. All right, we'll be back in a minute or two. Don't go anywhere.